and welcome to another demonstration of the Mud Altar Aeon. Today's session will be a walkthrough to the high-level warrior trainer Yagumunur, the Frost Giant Battlemaster. We'll start by heading west, out of Finspang, from the Temple of the Summer Sun Waypoint. From there, it's pretty much just a straight shot west. You'll be heading down, which is pretty much a linear path until you get to this point, which involves some forks in the road that go off to various areas. We've passed by Hart's new area. A lot of the stuff out here was built by Morpheus. Here's where the caribou are. Pretty much we're going to head in unopposed. We'll go right through the Shady Vale, past all these barbarians, who, while they look very intimidating, won't actually do anything to stop us. Could keep heading south there to Darkadia, but that's not where we're going today. Alright, here we are. Now out here in the Shelok Mountains, we're going to have to put up some defenses. Right now I'm wearing my regen equipment in order to get myself a lot of mana so I can refresh myself quickly. I'm going to put up a couple of defensive spells. One's, of course, protection from evil, because there's a lot of evil stuff out here. Also important, do an invisibility spell. I've got detect invisibility and armor maintain. I almost have that, always have those maintained. We're going to go ahead and put defensive fighting up. And do a sanctuary. We'll do a couple more to give myself some armor. Now from here on out, we're going to run into some aggressive monsters. Dark Lord Sneaks, he's a level 35 warrior, but he's also a level 31 thief. And sometimes I can manage to sneak past these guys. But when that fails, I can retreat past them. And important to keep your movement up. So in case you do run into a couple of mobs that you can't afford to fight, you'll have enough movement to run around. Most of this is mountain terrain. If you have the mountaineering skill, that will help you to be able to get up here. Flying, of course, will help, but Dark Lord still doesn't know how to cast fly. These climb rooms are important. You have to have the climb rooms so they'll get past them. You also, if you happen to find yourself, find yourself at the bottom of one of these, and you're fighting, you can't retreat past an exit that you have to climb. So a high-level warrior like myself will simply roar them away. Don't worry, we'll get to that. Even if I don't end up roaring anybody out here in the mountains, once I get to the Strong Giant Stronghold, we'll get to see Dark Lord's roar in action. Actually, don't have to end up fighting any mob in particular out here. You can retreat and roar your way past any opposition. Here we go. Another good thing out here to have is fire shield. There is some ambient cold damage. Dark Lord's taking it right now. It just happens to be his constitution is so high you don't see any real effect on his hit points. Okay. Usually there's frost giants wandering around out here. Typically there's also one here right now, but there isn't. So we're going to go ahead and pick the gate. Pretty high level pick, so it might take a long time. I could bust out my thief skill equipment to make things go a little faster, And I don't want to interrupt Dark Lord. Besides, it happened fast enough. Sanctuary fell, so we'll get that back up. Alright. Remind myself, I have defensive fighting up, right? Alright, here we go. Open the gate. We're going to head on in. There are our guards here. These guards will not let you get past them if you try to go down. You can't go in that direction. So we got to roar these guys out. All right, here we go. They got roared down, so be careful. I'm going to have to fight them again. Let's take a moment to heal myself. All right. Still down there? Right. Good thing is they're not near guard exit anymore. So I can retreat past them. I'll retreat past this one. Retreat past that one. There are three or four of them that wander around. Down south of there is the slave pits. West of here, those are some tough mobs, but that's a safe room there in case you need it. Alright, I'm going to retreat past this one. East. And retreat past this one. I got to roar these ones out. The elites are pretty tough. Hopefully I'll be able to get them out of the way, though. Just by roaring. There they go. Alright, again. Healing. I just leveled up to 21 cleric. I'm one short of what I need to get my heal back up to snuff. So I fail a lot still. But practice makes perfect. Alright, here we go. Open the door. Alright, there should be a bunch of guys in there. Got all my spells up still. Let's give myself a bless for a tiny bit of spell save. In we go. Retreat past them. Oh, they didn't attack me. Good for me. Good sneak. Alright. Down we go. Look around. One west of me. Maybe south. Retreat south. Lagging a little bit. And there she is. Yagumunor, the War Master of the Frost Giants. Also teaches a few skills in addition to being a warrior trainer. Hopefully I'll be able to come back out here when I reach level 36 and level. I want to thank you for watching this gameplay demonstration and wish you happy money.